In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. What defines a man? There are many ways we can define a man. Today, let us define a man by what he does when he meets Christ. A short while ago, I had stated that the answer to every question is Christ. Well, also, every meeting, every occurrence in your life is with Christ. Doesn't matter if you're alone or in a crowd. Every meeting, every occurrence is with Christ. The people of the Gergesenes did not understand this. They were going about their business. It was just a normal day. But something fantastic happened in their midst. They met Christ. And what defines them is what they did with it, with that meeting. They asked Him to leave. Now, many times I've spoken about this gospel, even when it wasn't appointed, because I think it illustrates an important point. We meet Christ every moment, every occurrence, every situation in our life is with Christ. Every person we meet, whether they be good or bad, every decision we make, Christ is there. Now the Gergesenes, the people of the Gergesenes, they just had seen their prophet go, and also they were afraid. Because when you meet Christ, He does not only offer healing, but He also looks penetratingly into your soul and shows you what kind of person you are, what you should do. And He tells you what you should do in every meeting, in every occurrence. That is, for a person who has ears to hear and eyes to see, this is what happens. A Christian, every single circumstance in their life is with Christ. The people of the Gergesenes asked Him to leave, and He left. And they didn't notice anything different. There was a sigh of relief, and they went on with their life, and they had missed grace. So it is with us, brothers and sisters. If we do not consider everything that happens in our life to be with Christ, every situation demands a response. And if you make no response, that is a response. Every situation, every opportunity to interface with a person, to be kind or not to be kind, to judge or not to judge, to act as a Christian should act, or to act in a more natural way. Everything is about Christ. Everything. And this gospel illustrates how subtle these interactions are. The people did not know what they had thrown out. They didn't recognize it, and they never did. Until the end of their life when they died and they found out what had happened. Let this not be the way it is with us. You know, it's said that a Christian should every day think of death. I would say that if you every moment think of meeting Christ, then you'll easily think of death as well. Every moment think of Christ. Everything we do, every choice we make, is about Christ. And it's spelled out quite clearly in the gospel. It is a choice between Christ or swine. And of course, you can think of swine as in terms of a metaphor for our sins and for ugliness and for impurity. Or you can think of swine perhaps a little bit more nuanced, basically as whether we choose to go with God or without God. It isn't always such a cataclysmic decision. It's whether or not we pray in the morning, whether or not we subdue our thoughts about a person that we don't like, whether or not we're kind to someone who's not kind to us, whether or not we're ordering our life in such a way that our priorities are that we would follow the commandments. A lot of life is very subtle changes. And for these people of the Gergesenes, they were afraid of Christ. That certainly wasn't subtle. But then asking him to leave was as easy as could be. And then he was gone. And they didn't know what they'd missed. They didn't understand that the reason for us to be alive is to know God. So everything we do is about God. Everything. One of the great heresies of the age, I've spoken about this before, is that we can be saved without labor. Perhaps even more fundamental than this idea, the mother of this idea would be that there is the secular and there is the sacred. There are things that refer to God and things that are really just our daily life. That's the way the world lives. And that's not the way of life. The way of life is that everything, everybody, is about Christ and is with Christ. I've said this before, but it bears repeating in my opinion. I was once talking with someone and they were asked, it was during some sort of a lecture, talking about the homeless and how the homeless can steal from you and can hurt you and they can be dangerous. And absolutely every single one of them will lie to you if they get an opportunity. And he was asked, how can you see Christ in these people? And he was amazed and said, I don't know what you're talking about. Every one of those people is Christ. There's no looking for Christ in them. They are Christ. That's how we should be. Every person is Christ. Every occurrence is Christ. Every decision is Christ. Everything is about Christ. The people of the Gergesenes had their part that was about God. They were Jews. They went to the temple. They probably tithed and did all kinds of stuff. But they also raised pigs. And they made a lot of money at it. So they had their religion and they had their life. Let's be honest with ourselves. We have our religion too. And sometimes there are parts of our life that aren't really part of that religion. And that's where we fail. Everything's about Christ. Now, if you have this idea, then you'll always notice Christ. The people of the Gergesenes didn't notice him, did they? They were afraid of him. There was something that was way outside of their worldview, way scary to them. So they knew it was something, but they didn't recognize him as who he was. They missed him. They didn't notice. How many times do we not notice? We had an opportunity to be kind. We weren't. We had an opportunity to gain grace. We didn't. How many times in a day, in a week, in a year, in a lifetime? If we are such that we think everything is about Christ, then we won't miss. Every person, every occurrence, every decision is Christ. It's all that matters. It's why we were born. And if we have that attitude within ourselves, then we won't miss like the people of the Gergesenes. May God help us to have everything in our life be Christ.